This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
This weekend is the Chinese New Year, which is kind of like Thanksgiving over here, which means many Chinese women have to endure endless questions about why they're not married yet from their family. And as a result, a business has emerged to offer a quick fix solution, fake boyfriends. Here's the BBC's Celia Hatton.
Groups of young women huddle over large bowls of noodles in the basement canteen of an office tower in downtown Beijing. They look depressed when asked about the impending Chinese New Year holiday. Ding Na is almost 30 and comes from China's northeast.
I'm under lots of pressure. My sisters and relatives all ask me why I'm still single. When they call me, I'm scared to pick up the phone.
20-somethings in China, young women especially, face a strict societal deadline to marry by their early 30s. Zhou Xiaopeng is a consultant with Baihe.com, one of China's biggest dating agencies.
Picture a scene where people sit around a table. Chinese people love to get together for dinner. On New Year's Eve, everybody is sitting in pairs, your brother with your sister-in-law, your sister with your brother-in-law, and so on. If you're the only one left behind, you can imagine the pressure and frustration.
Taobao is China's most popular online shopping website, and if we search for renting a fake boyfriend for Chinese New Year, dozens of ads are coming up here. Here's one for 52 renminbi an hour. That's about $8 an hour for the man to spend time with a single woman's relatives. And for 500 renminbi, the same man will spend the night if he gets his own bed. And for 600 renminbi, he'll sleep on the couch. But lower down in the ad, he makes it very clear that sex is not an option. Intrigued, we phoned one of the guys offering to work as a fake boyfriend over the Chinese New Year. Li Le is a 24-year-old businessman from China's central Hebei province. Sounding a little embarrassed, Li admits this is the first year he's attempted to work as a fake boyfriend. He insists he's not doing it for the money.
It's an exciting thing to do. I might find people who share my interests, and it would make both of us happy.
30 women have contacted Li so far, but he says it's tough to find someone who trusts him enough to invite him home for Chinese New Year. In Beijing, I'm the BBC's Celia Hatton for Marketplace.